Dorsey in Cinco Ranch has one. She says, I have a home built in the 1980s with galvanized pipes, and some recently developed some leaks in the attic above the second story, some small areas, some little ceiling damage. And she wants to know a couple things. First of all, she wants to know the difference between repiping and pipe restoration. She's seen the videos on the website, or he's seen the videos on the website. Sorry, Dorsey. He wants to know, should he call his homeowner's insurance?
Homeowner's insurance is for any kind of damage that's done. It's not to fix the pipes. They're not going to fix your pipes. Let's say you have a pinhole leak and the pipe sprayed water all over, the whole ceiling fell in, your floor covering was destroyed and ruined. Same thing, destroyed and ruined. But as
not
far as that goes,
that destroyed look is very popular.
Yeah. I think it's called distressed look.
But oh, distressed.
Destroyed
see,
look.
I'm old. I get confused.
But the bottom line is they'll fix damage if, you know, you have a deductible and you'll have to see if it's worth calling it in. But they will not fix what caused the problem. That's out of your pocket. That's why it's homeowner's insurance for damage, not for something of that nature. As far as the difference, one is you put brand new pipes in. You tear holes in a wall. You run some of the new PEX piping. And you can certainly do that. It's to be quite... there's a lot of companies that do it, and they do it quite well, but it's unnecessary, and it leaves you with a lot of patching and painting and stuff like that you might not want to go through. As far as relining, they sandblast it, they line it with a micro-thin layer of epoxy. We have the video on our website to show.
Several.
And it really brings it all back to brand new, and I think it's a lot less invasive. And unless you're remodeling a home, I would really look into it first.
Well, and there's one company that does both.
TDT.
Yeah. TDT. They can advise you. You know, there are times we have a video, Dorsey, at homeshowradio.com that shows where they had to use both processes.
Yeah, that'll happen sometimes.
Because there'll be pipes that get too clogged and all that. So then that's what I saw.
Or too many holes. And
exactly.
There's different reasons.
And the good news is that, you know, they have both options and they sometimes deploy both options on a job, Dorsey. So as Tom says, TDT would probably be the first call on this job to get an idea what's the option that's best for you.
Yeah. And even if you call five people, I want them to be one of those five.